Okay, so are you ready to like dive deep today?
Always.
Awesome, because today's topic is all about effectiveness.
Okay.
You know, like different paths to getting things done.
Right.
And our source material for this deep dive, it frames this question in like a super interesting way.
Okay.
It asks, Pisces daydreams or Virgo plans, which is more effective? Now,
Interesting.
before you think we've like totally gone off the deep end into astrology land,
Right.
we're going to pull out some universal truths about how different approaches, you know, can actually lead to success.
Absolutely. Yeah. This question, it isn't actually about horoscopes at all.
Right.
It's about acknowledging that what works for one person might not work for another person.
Totally.
And I think that's a really valuable insight.
For sure. For sure. So, like, can you really be effective by just daydreaming? You know,
Yeah.
something that seems so unstructured as you
Yeah.
can be, by like meticulously planning everything out.
That's the question, isn't it?
That's what we're here to figure out.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm a little skeptical.
Okay.
I mean, like, haven't we all been told to make to-do lists and set goals and be organized and all that jazz?
Right.
So are we really saying like just ditch all that and just float off into a daydream?
Not exactly. It's not quite as simple as just choosing one or the other.
Okay.
It's definitely more nuanced than that.
Okay, so walk me through this then.
Sure. Think of it this way.
Okay.
Daydreaming and planning, they both have their own place.
Okay.
And it really depends on what you're actually trying to achieve.
Right, I'm intrigued. I'm willing to hear you out.
Okay, good.
Tell me more about this power of daydreaming, though.
Okay, well, let's start with the fact that daydreaming is often where creativity is born.
Okay.
Have you ever had those aha moments
Oh, yeah.
when you're not even really trying to solve a problem?
Totally.
That's
Okay.
your subconscious mind, like working in the background, making connections you wouldn't consciously make.
So it's like our brains are working on these things even when we're not actively, you know, thinking about them.
Exactly. And there are ways to tap into that creative power even more intentionally.
Oh, really? Like how?
There's this technique called free writing.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that.
Yeah. So you just set a timer for like 15 minutes or something and you just write down whatever comes to mind.
Yeah.
Like, don't censor yourself at all.
Just let it flow.
Exactly. And you might be surprised by the ideas that pop up.
That's a great tip. I'm gonna try that.
Cool.
But I gotta be honest, I'm still kind of stuck on this whole planning thing.
I understand.
Because, like, lots of people are super effective precisely because they're so organized
Right.
and action-oriented, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So, where does daydreaming fit into all of that?
Well, remember how the source material framed this whole thing around astrology?
Yeah, with like the Pisces and Virgo thing.
Exactly right. So Pisces, it's usually associated with intuition, creativity, emotions, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And Virgo, it's more about analysis, order, practicality, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I see where you're going with this.
And it's not that one is better than the other. It's that they represent two totally different approaches.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I've always struggled with planning.
Really?
It just feels so rigid to me.
Interesting, I
But
see.
I do like how you're connecting it to like those classic Virgo traits.
Right.
So can you give me an example then of how a plan can actually enhance creativity instead of like stifling it?
Absolutely. Let's say you're a writer and you're working on a novel.
All right.
You might have this amazing idea that just popped into your head, you know, like in a daydream. You
Yeah.
got the characters, the setting, the basic plot.
Okay.
But to actually bring that story to life,
Yeah.
you need some kind of structure.
Right.
And that's where the plan comes in, like outlining the chapters, setting deadlines, having an editing schedule.
Right.
It's not about limiting your creativity.
Right, yeah.
It's about giving it a framework so it can actually flourish.
So it's like daydreaming gives you the raw materials, and then planning helps you shape it into something real.
Exactly. And this applies to way more than just creative stuff.
Oh, really?
Think about starting a business.
Okay.
You might daydream about being your own boss.
The freedom.
Yeah, having financial freedom, making a real impact.
Right.
But to actually turn that daydream into reality, you need a business plan, you know?
Yeah.
Market research, financial projections, a marketing strategy, all that stuff.
It's a lot of planning.
It is, but it's important. And think about relationships too.
Okay, yeah.
Spontaneous gestures are awesome,
For sure.
but building a strong, lasting relationship, that usually takes some planning too.
In what way?
Like scheduling quality time together,
Oh, okay.
communicating openly, setting shared goals.
Wow, this is really making me think. It's like you need both the spark of inspiration
Yes.
and the roadmap to actually get there.
I like that analogy a lot, and that brings us to the key takeaway.
All right, hit me with it.
How can you integrate both daydreaming and deep planning into your own life?
Oh, that's a good question.
Where can you loosen up a little and just let your mind wander? And where do you need a bit more structure so you can actually achieve your goals?
That's a powerful question for all of us listening.
I think so.
We've learned today that both daydreaming and planning, they're valuable tools.
Yeah.
And finding the right balance between them, that could be the key to like unlocking your full potential.
Couldn't agree more.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
See you next time.